Yeah. Keep going. What'd you just say?
Huh?
Huh?
Well, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Yeah. All right. Some of us have a little stage fright. Okay. I'm not too ashamed to say it. And you're sitting there laughing at me. Do you think that helps my stage fright problem? No.
I think it does.
For clarification, we're talking about actual stage fright. Like,
yes.
Don't go dirty. Yeah.
I wasn't until now.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Let's start the show.
Grace. Oh my goodness. Grace, what do you call a fish with two legs?
Weird.
A two-knee fish.
Oh my gosh. I like it. Two-knee fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I gotta get ready here. I was not ready for this live show to start so quick, and here we are. So I gotta
here
get
we are. Ready. Hey, how was your weekend?
I think we do that after we start the show.
Okay, let's go in order. We gotta cross things off the list in order.
Who's panicking at the live show now?
We did one joke. Do we have another one coming?
No, but I do. Oh. I have something serious to talk about.
Okay, I'm ready.
A serious question. And this is serious time. It's not jokey time. Okay.
No.
Grace, are you an organ donor?
Yes.
That's great. Cause that takes a lot of guts.
It does. You got an extra, you got to share. Share.
It takes a lot of guts.
Yeah.
You didn't even get it. Did you?
I did. I absolutely did get it.
God. Kenny Young's laughing. I can see him. We should have brought him on the show right away.
Yeah.
And this is why I shut down and I have stage fright right here.
I love your jokes.
Well, you don't show it very good.
I would tell you if I didn't love them. I absolutely would not hesitate to let you know if they were not good, but I love them.
I know. I picked the best ones for you. All right. We should start the show so that we can talk about the weekend and stay on track for what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
Grace. I'm running Call of the Wilds 25K this weekend, and I hope to survive. Let's talk about racing on episode 85.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
Now ask me.
Eric, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in cross country mode. I'm the cross country coach for that Wellsboro High School.
Mm-hmm.
They had their league meet, which is the first step into going into districts and then states. So all the schools we've been racing against came together for one big meet. Both of my daughters did phenomenal, which was expected, and the team did great. And that was all day Saturday. And then Sunday was Green Monster aid stationing for aid station one of the 50K and 25K. And the weather was absolutely gorgeous. No, it was not. It was raining the whole time.
Oh.
It
didn't rain down here, so I did not know that. I had to read between the lines with some of the comments that I saw.
It was not only was it super wet and raining the whole time, but it was borderline, it was cold. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't run it, so we'll talk to Kenny about how, if he actually got cold, but as far as aid stationing, like, we were layered up and it was kind of miserable, but I mean, it could have been worse, I think.
Yeah.
So it was a good weekend, busy weekend. One of those ones that, like, you blink and it's already Monday, but hey, guess what? This is exciting news to me because I don't have a lot of money, Grace, but I do what I can. But I just put an offer in for the piece of property right next to mine, which adjoins my property. And I wanted it just went for sale, because, and I needed to get it because I don't want a house in my front yard like that I can see from my porch. So I felt like I have to get this to protect my own property, and it is attached to my property. So I feel like it's an investment. I can at least get my money back, but it's a 2-acre parcel and it's insanely expensive, but they accepted my offer. So guess what? Yard Loop just got longer.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Right. And if anybody doesn't know what Yard Loop is, that's the idiot run part of the race. It just got a lot better.
Yeah, I'm half very excited for you for, I think that's a huge deal for you.
It
for
is.
Investment and all of that. The Yard Loop, not going to say it's my favorite part of the Idiot Loop. Not going to.
There's even a stream down there. I'm going to have you get your feet wet now too.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, it's all really exciting, but it's extremely scary for me. So between that and another job possibility for myself, I can't
focus. Wowzers.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot going. When it rains, it pours, you know?
Yeah, and at least you got good stuff. It's all good stuff, you know?
I think so, yeah.
It's all good things happening, and mm-hmm. And you got running to help you through it. I think about that sometimes. I'm happy when I can head to my treadmill or my trails or my road and just work out some of those issues, you know?
Yeah. Well, how was your weekend, Grace? What the heck did you do?
I had a great weekend. I was, as you know, up in State College for the week. And since I was in a different place, I reached out to Tessie and said, hey, will you show me around some trails? And we put in 11 miles over by Jersey Shore, had a lovely run. So that was a lot of fun. That was Friday. So it was a great way to start the weekend. And I don't even remember Saturday. Gosh. Oh, I went. Jason and I did a corn maze.
Oh.
And we got it done in 20 minutes. What?
The whole point is to have fun, not.
That was fun.
Did you like plow over little kids that were crying?
Absolutely.
It's not.
You know, there were some kids that were like definitely lost. We left them behind. They'll figure it out. They got out of there eventually. And Sunday I did bingo because I do have friends who don't run and I like to make sure I spend some time with them a little bit. And I hung out with a friend and we did bingo and I won and I was really excited.
What'd you win?
I won this huge basket of home decor.
Wow. I hate knickknacks. Just a heads up.
If you get a tiny cactus for Christmas,
oh my God, I would burn it immediately. I hate knickknacks. We should have a whole show on, it's not related to running, but how much I hate knickknacks.
I think it would be a great episode and I will bring all of the knickknacks that I won. And if you get one for Christmas, I mean,
I won't.
Not because I'm cheap.
No, I totally understand. I expect you to give me it. Just know that it will be destroyed and thrown out immediately following you giving it to me. I'm very much anti-knick-knack.
Okay. And how about paddywhax? How do you feel about paddywhax?
You can give a dog a bone if you want, but the knick-knack, the useless knick-knack, a knick-knack, let me define a knick-knack for you right
okay.
quick.
Okay, I'm ready. A knick-knack
is something you put in your home that serves zero purpose whatsoever. So
what are you doing in your house?
I mean, I got a lot of empty space. It's beautiful. It's freeing. It's nice. It's clean. Well, it's not clean.
Between here?
But like if you want to put a fake rose up on your mantle, like no, take that thing.
What about an axe? You've got like a few axes sitting around.
He does, and like wrestling belts. I don't know. We don't need to get into
that's
that.
Right. That's, you only have like a tomahawk. You don't have as much as Becky.
If said knickknack has sentimental value, it no longer is a knickknack. It's different than a knickknack. A knickknack. I'm only speaking of knickknacks.
So a felt cactus from my heart.
No, that's
not a knickknack, sir.
We need to move on because this is going to go down a deep hole. That is definitely a knickknack and serves
a cactus. My cactus is going to go down a deep hole. Is that what you're saying?
If you give me a real cactus that I have to nurture and love, then we can talk. But if you give me a fake cactus that I have to put on the wall because you gave it to me, then we're not friends anymore.
It's going down a hole.
Yeah. Anywho.
All right. Intro Kenny.
Intro Kenny. That sounds like a TV show. Intro Kenny. All right. We're going to bring on Kenny Young here. Let me bring him on. Mr. Kenny Young, I think I met Kenny Young last fall or the fall before at World's End Fall Classic was when I met Kenny Young in person. He came running through and won. I believe he won the half marathon, World's End Fall Classic half marathon. And I was standing there and he came in shirtless and all, you know, I was just like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. But then anyway, and then I was like, oh, who's this guy? And then we talked for a little bit and he mentioned Ben Robinson, and I know Ben Robinson a little bit. And he knew that Kenny had heard of the Idiot Runner brand, I think, a little bit. And so we've known each other since then. Ken, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. So this guy is like really dialed in for the 25Ks right now, apparently. He just won the Boulder Beast 25K down in Lock Haven a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. He just won Green Monster 25K this past yesterday, mm-hmm. in very rainy weather. Mm-hmm. And he's going to run Call of the Wilds 25K next weekend. And I expect him to do very well. He also is the co-race director, right, of correct. Miller Mountain 25K?
Yep, with Ben.
Is that the sweatshirt you got on right there?
No, this is another one that I direct for as well. This is a race in memory of my brother. This is on our family's property. This is as amazing as Miller was. This is so near and dear to my heart, and family throws an awesome party, and it's a trail race, and it's awesome. So
very nice. Another one. Yeah, and I mean, here's your opportunity to spread the word for that one. What is it called? I can't see the word.
I have notes here, and so on my first note, it says plug Damon's race. So Damon was my brother. He died in 2006. He had kidney cancer, and he was a runner. He ran cross country at Tunkhannock. It was much better than me. I'm a back of the packer guy, and he was the front of the pack. And so when we would pass each other, I could judge how well I was doing based on how far back. But anyway, there's a race now. It's the third Saturday in June, and that's because his birthday is June 19th. And so it's the third Saturday in June. It's at our family farm in Center Moreland with Tunkhannock. And it's a 5K walk run through the woods, a 10K run, and then a two-loop half marathon. I have some friends trying to influence me for the 20th year to maybe make it a full marathon, so we'll see. But yeah, so anyway, third Saturday in June. So this year it's June 21st, 2025. It's on Ultra Sign Up. That's how you can sign up.
Nice. The hard part's trying to figure out how to get the Tunkhannock.
Route 6. Just hop on Route 6.
No, I know. It's not bad at all. I mean, between Miller Mountain race and this one, you guys are opening up a lot of opportunities over there, which is awesome.
Yeah, I feel like our Tunkhannock crew is – number one, Miller is an incredible training grounds for us, just becoming public last year. But I feel like our crew is kind of all inspired by each other, and everybody's floating and doing really well this year. We're really having a great time. Noreen is another person that I run with every week, and she won yesterday as well, the 25K. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like we've got a pretty good thing going here in Tunkhannock. It's awesome.
Nice. So I don't know. We can talk about any of the races in any order we want, I guess. Why don't we go back and talk about Boulder Beast? Was that your first time at Boulder Beast, right?
First time at Boulder Beast. Yeah. So this year, what enticed me to do Boulder Beast was I did Heiner this year. And so after I did Heiner, I was like seated okay in the Rocksylvania series. So I was like, well, maybe I'll do another. Like, so I'll try to jump in Boulder Beast. And so I jumped in Boulder Beast. And so that became like my A race at that moment, and kind of was focused on that. And Ben, again, was running the 25 miler. So it was kind of cool that we were both going to be there. And so kind of just, like I said, focused on that race. And you know, got there. It was fun. I didn't know what to expect. I like how it goes through town. I think that's really cool. I hate it and love it at the same time, because I am a wuss on the flat roads, like truly wholeheartedly a wuss. But so I just love the character of running through town. I'd love to direct a race where I can do that in Tunkhannock, to be honest, but and steal the idea. But anyway, then you get into the trails, and it's got to be one of the more technical races that I've done.
Yeah.
The rocks, it's just like you're not even touching the dirt. You're just running on rocks. You know, it's like pointy, jagged rocks and fast feet everywhere. And so you start at the same time as the 25 milers. And so I didn't know exactly where I was in place. I usually try to put myself behind the lead group and then slowly work it, you know, through the race. And so it was fun to get to the boulder field, and I could see maybe one or two guys ahead of me. Didn't know, again, what they were in. And slowly kind of picked them off as you know, as I was getting closer to the top of the boulder field, and then got to the next aid station and found out I was in first, and then I couldn't believe it, you know, because I saw people in front of me. So anyway, it was really exciting and then scary to run in first place, in my opinion. I'm not used to it. But that makes me run faster, I think. Kind of makes me run scared and keep them moving. So it was fun. It was fun.
It's a weird feeling. It's a different feeling to have to run scared like that.
Yeah. And so last year when I met you, so I ran the Green Monster in 2019. I did the 15K in 2019. And I was like, well, this is the best thing in the world. And so that's kind of what got me into it. 2020 didn't do too much. But then, you know, so I've been slowly getting better over the years. And so last year at the Fall Classic at World's End, that was my first, you know, I guess you could call it a big accomplishment running. And that was like, I didn't expect that either, you know, so that was really fun. So now in the following year, you know, I had goals to, I'd like to be on the podium in some of the races, and, you know, just the right day. You don't have to look far to get humbled in running, but just the right day and who signed up for the races, and kind of worked out my way, you know, for Boulder Beast. And then the next week was Call of the Wilds. So that has become a family kind of vacation as well. Every one of these races is a family camping vacation, but my friend's family has a cabin out there in Muncie Valley. And so we go out, and even though it wasn't in the 25K series, I was like, I'll still do it. My legs were pretty trashed after Boulder Beast. I have to admit it. I was feeling like a cheese grater, but still pulled it off. Still was able to get third place there. And the course was new, and they had the hard climbs at the end. So that was really fun. And then that brought us to the following week, which was Miller. If you want me to talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, that's your race to pump up and try to get people to come out to next year. So go for it. Explain it. From what I understand, it's pretty freaking gnarly. And this is coming from John Johnson, who has run some pretty gnarly stuff. So
yeah, he's a beast.
Well done on creating a 25K that will destroy people, because I mean that's the idea.
That's kind of the goal.
Yeah.
I actually blacked out. I ran Sharp Top this year, but John got me and he crushed me. So I blacked that one out, I guess, you know, of my mind this year. So I was actually Sharp Top too. But anyway, Miller, I mean, this is probably really, truly the brainchild of Ben Robinson. Ben, I grew up in Center Moreland, which is on the other side of Miller Mountain. And so I've been playing on Miller as a kid, just like a lot of the other people in the community have been, all the outdoorsy folks. And so I've been playing up there as a kid. But when I moved back to the area, Ben kind of got me back up on the mountain and running. And so definitely it's Ben's brainchild, but I am all about trying to get in on all the races and helping Ben. And I look up to him as a runner, and I look up to him as a race director even more. He's such a good race director. It's absolutely incredible. He's an incredible runner, but he kicks butt as a race director. So anyway, we've been dreaming and dreaming for years, waiting for it to go public, and kind of heard that in the works. And that helped. That was, I think, from some help from Williams Gas Company with the state. And so it became public last fall, and right away Ben and I said, all right, let's go plan a meeting with DCNR. And we maybe hope to have it in the spring. That was our original goal, but that was a little too close to the acquirement of the land. And so they said, how about in the fall? And obviously the fall is beautiful. So we said, yeah, let's try to figure out a time that we can make it work. And so then Ben and I kind of thought of the course, and it was Ben's idea, and I am 100% full steam behind it to put the hardest climb last. And that's definitely purposeful. It gets us every Sunday. We go up there pretty much every Sunday, and it's no matter what, every single time I go up, and I'm like, it's still going. It's still going. But yeah, so we have some help from a local family as well. So we run onto private property for the first descent and the second climb, and the Barzalowski family, and they have a Christmas tree farm over there, which is really cool because then you get to run up through your Christmas trees that you can pick out on your run, I guess, for this Christmas.
There you go.
Chop it down, run with it.
Yeah, right. You cut them down, right? And so with the help of those guys, we were able to make it. We had ideas of different distances, right? But we were able to make it into the 25K. And we also wanted to attract some other folks. And so we threw the 5 miler in there as well. It's like 5.3 maybe or something. And that has the hardest climb in it as well. That's the first climb for those folks.
Nice.
But again, so the goal was to try to bring some trail running to NEPA, as we call it. And I think we're on the way there. I think we're getting there.
Yeah, I think this is a really great region for folks. There is like a little pocket that still needs some more trail races. So I'm excited for this one. And NEPA, of course, is now Northeast Pennsylvania. So you're close enough to New York State for our friends who are in upstate New York. You're close enough to New Jersey. Yeah. So for those folks listening and you think, Pennsylvania is quite a drive. If you're in Jersey, if you're in New York State, this race might actually be pretty close for you.
Yeah, absolutely. From Binghamton, we're about an hour. I know that's not the city, but from Binghamton, from the border, we're about an hour.
Yep.
But we had a whole crew of folks come up from Delaware. Got to shout out those guys. One of them is a local and moved down that way. And so we had a whole bunch of folks from Maryland and Delaware.
Fun. Did you get the Flatlanders? Did they come up?
I didn't call them that, but.
No, that's what they call. There's a group called the Flatlanders down in Delmarva. That's what they call themselves. They get a sticker and everything.
I did know that. I'm not sure, to be quite honest. I'm not sure. This guy's name is Tim, and he is gung-ho about just about everything. So he's probably in it.
Awesome. Great, Grace, you realize you're a Flatlander. Do you know that?
Oh, I don't know if you want to call us Flatlander.
For the folks up here, you are definitely defined
as a Flatlander. Have you run down here, sir?
I am too. I know.
Actually, never come down here every time you're invited unless there's burritos involved.
I grew up down there also. I am a Flatlander. I'm trying to figure out how long it takes me to live up here before I can get that title revoked.
Well, I'm just saying Zach Miller trains down here. So,
The name traditionally it comes.
You ever heard of him? You ever heard of Zach Miller?
Traditionally, the Flatlander name comes from hunting, is where I've always heard it. Okay, so Flatlanders are folks that live in southeastern PA, and they travel up north into the wild woods of Tioga County, Potter County, Bradford County.
See, I do agree that, like, if you go to the southeast, yes, the one place where there is climbing is the Susquehanna River, and we are along the Susquehanna.
Maybe you live in a little pocket that won't.
We do have a pocket where you can get 7,000 feet of gain in a 50K.
All right, fair enough.
Wow. Death by 1,000 cuts, right? It's death by 1,000.
Oh, death by 1,000 cuts. That is the four bitches.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I'm sorry, Grace. Gosh.
we love climbing, and that's what Miller Mountain's all about, is about the climbing. Yeah. But I am excited for this. You know, the fall is a busy time for races, but it's because it's beautiful in the fall. Yes. And I like the positioning of your races because it kind of fills in a little gap there. So it's nice.
Yeah, the goal is to not have any overlap, you know. We like to go to those other races as well, number one, but it's so hard in the fall. They're back to back, back to back. Yeah.
And it's beautiful that time of year. So you want to align it with the beautiful changes of the leaves. So I think it's great. I think early October, you go up, you do Miller Mountain, and then you just keep making your way down south until you get to Virginia, you know?
Yeah. Follow the leaves. That's a great idea. Maybe that's the next goal. Follow the leaves. Nice. Hey, you guys know Albert Einstein? He's a genius, right?
Yeah.
You know his brother, Frank?
No.
He's a monster.
I just saw that joke this past week.
I love it.
How was the Frankenstein's forehead?
I was on a hoverboard. I was hooting and hollering coming down it. Like I said, I did the 15K, whatever, 5 years ago or so. And I remember getting to Frankenstein's forehead and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. And I stayed behind the guy that was in front of me. And this time I was charging out of the aid station and just trying to full nuke. I didn't get your time, I'm sure, on your fastest runs, but I felt like I was floating going down it, hooting and hollering, you know, on your left, on your right. It was fun.
I have the fastest time down that hill, but that is only because I went out there. I did that 15K loop or something when there was, I'm going to say like 4 inches of snow on the ground. So as you ran down, you had this most confident step every time. And I knew that snow was there. And I just went out that day. I was like, I'm going to do it. And because I'm not a downhiller to begin with, I was like, I want to see what I can do. And I remember like my eyes, I couldn't see a thing. And I was just trusting that the snow was going with, you know, your foot went in just enough where you felt confident. Yeah. And I just went straight down. So there is an asterisk next to that one for sure. If somebody can do it this time of year or even without snow in general, they deserve it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's, I'm not trying to take anything away from it. It is fully gnarly, but I felt like I kicked its butt yesterday, which is, I was happy about.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good climb for anybody that hasn't done it. It's basically a 1,000-foot descent. I don't know. You can't find it much steeper than straight down. There's no cutbacks or anything like that. It's straight down the mountain. It's quite dangerous if you're doing what you did yesterday, in my opinion. You one little slip and you're going quite a few ways rolling down that hill. But
I like to call it a perpetual state of falling, but always catch yourself.
That's a good way of putting it.
Running jokes, my buddy Dave.
Yep. So, well, great job at Green Monster. Before we get off of Miller Mountain, tell everybody what the numbers are for it. So it's 25K, and what's the elevation gain?
Around 4,600 or so. I think most people's watches said maybe 47. And it was pretty much right on 15.5-ish miles, you know, give or take a couple tenths. The 5-miler is roughly 5.3 or 5.4 with just under 2,000 or right at 2,000 feet of climbing with two climbs, two descents. Yeah, and so we had basically this year we had call it 110 registered in either. So split right down the middle. Although I do have to say most folks registering week of were registering for the 5-mile, which is what you would expect, right?
Yeah.
But nice. The weather was phenomenal. So we really, really lucked out there. Couldn't have asked for better weather.
That's really good numbers for a first year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we weren't sure what to, you know, weren't sure what to hope for. We hoped for around 200, but we didn't know if we would exceed the goal or not. So we were really excited. I think it truly helps. Ben's name, I think, reaches pretty far and wide. And so it helps that he gets behind it and pumps it up, you know, as much as he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's a great friend. I'm telling you, when I came back, I lived in Vermont for a bit. And when I came back, I got to help coach Ben. And so I know him, you know, I knew him, know him really well. But when I was like intimidated to run with him because he's so stinking fast. And then I realized like he wants to run with us. Like he's not, you know, I'm not holding him back. He wants to be there. And so it became so much more fun cruising up and around Miller. And, you know, anytime I'm running with him, I'm redlining, or we could run in game lands a lot. And we have some great game lands around here as well, not just for hunting, but.
So that might have helped with, because you talked earlier and you made a comment. You made a comment about being a back of pack runner, sir. And I would argue that if you.
Was that me?
Yes. Yes, that was you. I can roll that tape back. Back yeah, up that truck. And so you may have been before, but maybe that's part of, do you think that's part of getting to the front of the pack?
Definitely. Definitely inspired by friends. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you should always run with somebody faster than you.
That's cool. I think it's so smart. Run with somebody faster than you. Also run with somebody slower than you, because you get to give that gift to someone else.
Absolutely.
You know? I think it's really a smart thing to do, and it's a fun thing to do, because if you only stick with people who are the exact same pace as you, you really limit the awesome people that you could be hanging out with. Yeah,
absolutely. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And our crew, like I've said many times, but our Sunday crew on Miller is so fun to run together. It is a family. It's so fun. And it, you know, we're not all the same speed, but we love circling the wagon, waiting at intersections. Like, that's the best part about it. I truly, truly love that. And then those, you know, our friends are going and running other races, and they're winning races too. So props to all of them. You know, it's really fun to be part of it all.
You do this Sunday run every Sunday for the most part?
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, when the summer and the summer life seems to be a little bit busier, right? And obviously racing. So, yeah, we still keep it going on the Sundays. But in the wintertime, it was a steady crew of 10 of us almost every Sunday, meeting at 7. Didn't matter if it was literally single digits. One guy, Brent, runs in shorts and a T-shirt every single time. He amazes me. But, yeah, single digits, snow, it didn't matter. Sleet, rain, every Sunday at 7. And we'd show up, and the crew's there smiling.
All right. As soon as cross country's done, hunting season's done, I am going over there. I promise. Yes. You.
Come on. Yes. What does it take to get you down here?
It's closer. It's closer. Not even that far. But seriously, remind me of that, Kenny. I will definitely come over. It sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
You should definitely run with Kenny. But Kenny, when he's out there, please tell him to come down and run with me.
Fair. I will.
Right. Actually, it's the Conestoga Cowboys you got to run with on Wednesdays.
I'd love to come down and check out some of those races. I'd love to check out.
Well, there's a bunch of them down here. Kenny, if you want to do a fun group on Wednesday night, is
who gets off on a Wednesday night to drive a couple of hours? Come on, do it on a Sunday. Give us some freaking free time.
It's not my group run. I can't keep up with these guys, honestly. It's the Conestoga Cowboys, but it's a fun group. Zach joins every once in a while.
Cool. It's great. I think running, it is a good thing on many different fronts.
Yeah.
To just
leave. Every day of the week with every group.
Man. Yeah, it's so fun. All the different, there's so many different things that come out of it every week. It's Sunday, you know, our conversations are so fun. Every deep introspective thoughts from some of us and others talking about, you know, what we had for dinner the night prior or whatever. But it's great. I truly love it. And coaching, it's, you know, I like to be able to tell the kids that it translates to life, you know, and it truly does. You can make any sport translate to life, but it's super easy to make running translate, in my opinion.
So. Absolutely. And you do cross country coaching. Is that right?
Yeah. I coach junior high cross country, help with the varsity, and I'm the girls varsity track coach.
You gotta do a shout out to those guys real quick.
Oh, I love that. We have great track coaches as well too. Such a good, fun crew this year. In the last couple of years, it's gotten more and more fun with the coaching staff as well, and so that translates to a lot of fun on the field and on the track. Actually, I saw you last year at States, Eric.
Yeah. Yep.
My two nephews. One of them is at Penn State now, but the other is a junior this year. Both of them made it as jumpers. One was high jumping and one was triple jumping. And so it was fun. I mean, I could cry thinking about it. I just absolutely love getting to spend that kind of stuff together with family and all that.
I want to talk about the elephant in the room here. You have a lot of 25K finishes, but where's the 50K? What are you doing?
Well, so I was going to, again, I didn't, last year I had goals of being top three on the podium, and I took a lot of wrong turns last year. So I did only worked out that one time, but this year it was an accidental 25K year. It really, truly was. My wife was just like, I got a super supportive wife, which is incredible. So she was like, just sign up for them. Let them know. Just sign up. You're going. So I said, okay, let's sign up. Let's do it. So I have done the Wakely Dam 55K, which was a self-supported race up there. Noreen, the one that I mentioned before, is the one who got me to do that. That was super intense, dipping bottles, and I was definitely, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel here and there. That was a really fun race. I had a great time doing it. I'd love to get back. It just didn't work with timing this year. And I did just a self-supported thing with my mom, my first one, in-state game lands. I just did a 30-mile loop there. 57K and state game lands 57 is actually what I did. So
nice.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're coming.
Yeah, I mean, does all the success in the 25K, like, you have desire to move up in distance? I mean, it's because it's not everybody has to or want to. It's just, I'm just curious.
No, I 100% have desire. I have 100% desires to run a 100-miler. I truly do. I just, you know, I don't know, like, the timing of it all. I don't think there is a right timing of it all. But, again, this year was just happened to line up with the Roxylvania series, and I was like, hey, let's go for it. So maybe next year will be 50Ks, 100Ks. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
I'm excited to switch it up.
Awesome.
A little nervous, a little scared, but yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely... When are you heading over to Little Pine State Park this weekend?
My wife's got to work. So it's actually just going to be my wife and I. Normally we bring our three little girls, Phoebe, Lucy, and Edie, 3, 5, and 7 they are. But it's just going to be us this weekend. We're not getting there until late Saturday night. And then we're going to boogie pretty much after the race. I got to go back through Wellsboro and grab some boots from Wild Ass F Outdoors.
Yep.
And boogie back home. So unfortunately, it's a shorter weekend for us, but I love Little Pine. So I'm excited to go back down.
Cool.
We love Little Pine.
Yeah. Looks like.
How about you? Are you just driving down race morning or?
No, I'm going down. I think I'm going down early, like Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to camp by myself for a few days, hopefully help them flag the course a little bit. John Schaefer, help him flag the course a little bit, get some runs in. I don't know. I'm in a
cool. Like I said, you should probably run. You should do a lot of running beforehand, too, of all those
years. Tire out those legs.
Well, no.
You have nothing at all to worry about. That's okay, because we're all in different spots, and that's okay.
Well, we'll see.
I'll get you sometime soon, you SOB. I promise.
Well, we shall see. Like I said, I've got some stress on these legs, so we'll see how we
come. Why don't you just chill out and take it easy, and like we can hang out for a while, and you can beat me at the end. Like I'll let you in. Of course, I don't need to let you in.
All right, I'll take the first like 13 easy, and wait. You got to wait though somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, no, we'll hang out. I get to know each other. Gosh, be a human. Don't just
arm wrestle.
Yeah. Let's see what else. So after Call of the Wilds, is that it for you for this year?
Doing the View.
Nice.
Going for it. Like I said, my wife Courtney said, right, let's just go for it. So
nice.
Yeah, it'll be a lot. It'll be a lot, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So you got to be in first right now, right?
I was. I had 71. I before this race, so I must be.
Yeah.
For the Roxylvania Trail Series.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get invited down there, hopefully, and go do that end of the season party thing.
Yeah, it looks like a good time.
Yeah.
Craig, it's a great thing that Craig put together and gets people to.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get invited. Like maybe
we could do a podcast
catering.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty neat idea.
I could be an announcer. Craig, if you need an announcer for something, right here. Right here, buddy. I will do that for you. I just want to come to the party, but I can't, like, it's honestly just tough to sign up for that many races when most of them are, it's such a long drive that I often have to get a hotel the night before.
Yeah.
And the money just accumulates and time off. And
there's state forests are plentiful with campsites.
Mm-hmm.
And the time off, it's vacation time.
I was trying.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. So,
Eric, you're running next weekend.
Yeah.
And then what? Hunting? All focused on hunting?
I'm doing Frozen Snot. Did you sign up for Frozen Snot?
No, I did not sign up.
What? Have you done it?
I have not done it.
Why would you have not signed up? What are you thinking? All the cool kids do that.
I'm scared.
Oh,
that's the cool race to do.
I need to get you into Frozen Snot.
I love the winter. Winter could be my favorite time, to be honest.
You got to get on that wait list. I mean, Frozen Snot, that's the one.
All right. You talked me into it. That wasn't too hard. I'll get on the wait list.
There's another idiot runner event that you should be
signing up. I want to do an idiot runner event. Let's put that above the Frozen Snot, to be honest.
January 25th, from what I hear, but I don't know. I don't know where you've been, under some rock somewhere. Write it down is right. Yeah.
There's so many fun races.
I know. I love to be a part of them all. I really, truly would love to be a part of them.
And then I'm going back to Eastern States next year. It should be nice to have somebody to run with.
No way. You're running it?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Ben is running Javelina 100 in a few weeks. I'm super bummed I can't go out. Maybe pace him or whatever, but.
Ooh. That reminds me. We have to do just a quick shout out to Don Nisley. He is out running Moab right now. And he has Sam and Rhoda there's some other folks with him too. I just didn't know
Brett. Who those folks were.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Brett's with him.
He's got a pretty stout crew. If I could have a crew of any three people, that would be them.
I mean, you would have to keep going just because you would feel like you don't want to let those three down, you know?
Yeah.
So, great job so far, Don. Keep going.
Yeah, don't stop. He's getting there.
Yeah, last I saw, he had 170 miles done.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are we doing shout outs, Grace? And is that your thing now? Is it shout out time?
Is it on the list?
Well, I mean, you started it, so I just want to know if I can continue.
You can absolutely continue and do some shout outs. I love
Can I give a huge shout out to Kaylee Frederick? She just qualified for the 24-hour national team this weekend as a teenager, which was important to her, and it is pretty cool. Running 127, I might get this wrong, 127 miles in just under 24 hours.
She sure did.
We're at 100. So she went through some issues. Her ankle is a balloon right now. She ran like 10 hours on a sore ankle, but she got it done, and she's happy with it. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kaylee.
So good job, Kaylee. I guess that's all I really have for shout outs, I think, unless I'm forgetting any. I mean, Green Monster happened.
Mm-hmm.
The course was in incredible condition. It's like with the rain and everything, all the leaves were blown off of it. I mean, that saved so many ankle rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to those folks and the flaggers and all that. That's lots of work.
Yeah, DCNR gets a huge shout out every year for Green Monster because they literally go out the week before and leaf blow the whole course so that us sissy runners don't twist our ankles. No, I mean, this time of year is rough because a day goes by and it's covered with leaves again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anybody who finished Green Monster, the 50Kers get the most props, but like it wasn't pretty. Did you get cold at all, or you run fast enough where you're comfortable?
I I like to run shirtless, but I did not. My friend, who was his first mountain race, he was like, I'm wearing my merino wool. And I thought, oh man, that's a genius idea. So I wore a quarter zip and it worked really, really well. I did not get cold at all. My hands, the slightest bit, but I did not get cold at all, which was huge, huge.
Nice.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the race itself was a big success. It's always a shame because that race, Green Monster, is always known for a very tough course, but it's also known to have a huge fun party atmosphere at the end. And when I say party, I just mean it's one of those races where you see all your friends and get to hang out and enjoy yourself after doing a hard race. And I don't know. I forget. I don't know if the rain let up towards the afternoon a lot. I was gone by that point, but it's a shame. I hate to see weather affect that, you know, keeping everybody together for a few hours and having a good time and catching up, but it happens. You can't stop it.
Folks did hang out for a bit. You know, I ended up leaving too. I went and fully changed. I was super cold after, but there was still a crew of folks hanging to cheer people in, which was good to see, but you're right. It does stink when it puts a damper on the after party and, you know, everybody cheering each other on.
So they usually have pretty good prizes for first place. What'd you get?
I got boots. That's why I got to go pick up.
Oh, that's why you got to stop there. Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah. It was really exciting. I didn't know what to expect. So it was exciting. And I also won, they have a raffle where you get a little ticket, right? And so yeah. I won that. So when I crossed the finish line, they handed that to me as well. I was super psyched. I got a little blow up lantern for the tent, which we used that night. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited for more weekend races to camp. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
There's plenty of them out there. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Yeah.
What else you got, Grace?
That's it. What, Kenny, did you talk about next year? What are you doing next year?
Eastern States and
first. I signed up. The only thing I'm signed up for right now is the Heiner 25K because I didn't do it justice. I was so worried about the first climb getting jammed up that I definitely went out too hard. And so I feel like I need to go do the kick the course's butt a little bit better next year. But beyond that, maybe some bigger numbers. I like to kind of maybe come up with a project too, just like not a race, you know, just a nice project to do. Like I said, my friend's cabin is 50 miles away. That could be the first 50 miler for me maybe or something like that.
Nice. Oh, I love projects. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
You're a project, Grace.
You're a project. Your mom's a project.
Whoa. Too far.
Well, I'm the rep.
Your dog's a project?
Whatever.
I can say your dog's a project.
No, Flatlander.
Flatlander.
Did you not say you're a Flatlander, my friend? Just and also that's a skiing term to me. It's funny how it's got so many different running, hunting, but that's a skiing term.
Yeah, I just know the Delmarva Flatlanders. They're a good group.
The York Flatlanders.
It's not York. You don't want to call York flat.
I'm just saying shots are fired.
You gotta come down here and defend your comments, otherwise you got no standing.
Nah,
we'll have to bring our crew from our Sunday Miller crew. You can bring your crew, Eric, and then
I don't have a crew.
yeah, you do. You have two daughters. daughters who are rippers.
Yeah.
Oh man, whatever. Oh
man, and a wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll
bring them down.
It's on.
We got plenty of fun challenges. Coming the next one, I think the next one coming up is shortest day. Those are the fun ones to do, is the fat ass events that are down.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. I've heard
shortest day, longest day, and then the two equinox runs.
That's a genius idea there too. I love that. I love the thinking out of the box stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
What are you doing this weekend, Grace?
I am headed to Jim Thorpe. Lacey and I are going to enjoy the fall festival in Jim Thorpe. We got a place for the weekend and we're going to make some s'mores.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
Nice. Sounds like a good time.
It is going to be a super good fun time. I'm looking forward to it. I have a really stressful week at work this week, and I'm just going to keep focusing on that.
I've been to Jim Thorpe. Becky and I went to Jim Thorpe and ran a half marathon on the rail trail there.
Yeah. They've got a couple of races there. They got a couple of cool events. And was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before last. Laura and I accidentally ended up at the Fall Festival. We went there for a bike ride and we just showed up downtown Jim Thorpe and there was all this stuff happening. And yeah, they do a big, huge Fall Fest for 3 weekends in October because it's really pretty in Jim Thorpe in October. So
cool.
I saw a show at the Machunk Theater. If there's anything going on, check that place out.
That's right. I need to check ahead of time. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Jim Thorpe, if you are someone who partakes, it is an open container town, which just makes it super. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is. So Fall Fest, like you can kind of like walk around with a little beverage.
Nice.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah, it's fun. What are you doing this weekend?
Gonna run with some idiot at Call of the Wilds.
I'll
probably see him on the road for about 5 minutes and then I'll run by myself the rest of the time, enjoy the experience and take it all in while he's killing himself.
Yeah.
You know, just really just be out there enjoying life.
Yeah. Cheer some people on at the finish line. After.
Well, it doesn't matter what place you get anymore, Grace. You know, it's all about the experience.
That's sometimes, right.
You know, I feel like the people that go out hard in the front, they're just missing a lot of stuff. So.
I'm just glad you're 40.
I'm 44.
That's dangerous though. I remember what race was it? Jess was volunteering at some race and she had said like the first place guy was like late 20s and then second place guy was in his 50s. Like it just
John Johnson kicks butt.
Yeah, John Johnson, anytime I want to complain, I think of John Johnson, and I'm like, well, I need to shut up because I don't have any excuses.
Yeah.
Statistically, you are most likely to win an ultra in your early 40s.
Awesome.
You put all the averages together, early 40s.
That's good because I'm mid-40s, so the pressure is off. I don't expect to do good anymore.
I don't expect you to do good anymore either. You know, I really – lowered That's the nice. Bar in my head when I think about you.
That really
so there you go. Because you're a friend, because I care about you. That's why I lowered the bar.
Well, that really gives me a motivation to go out and try hard.
Hey, little known fact: the mustache makes you faster, so just shave. Although you may have lost the power of the beard, you can get the mustache.
Yeah, the next best thing is to do just the mustache. I don't know. It takes a lot. You got to have big kahunas to do that. You
just don't look in the mirror. This is the longest I've looked at myself forever. I don't like it. Who is this guy?
Oh, man. Kenny, thank you so much for being on. I look forward to seeing you this weekend, even if it is just for a minute. But hopefully we get to spend some time on the trails in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. I was super excited when you reached out. So thank you so much for having me on the show. Super excited to be here.
I can't wait to see how it goes. I hope the two of you have fun together and you frolic in the woods and it's lovely.
It will. We'll hold hands.
And you'll both be winners in my heart.
Yeah, because you don't expect me to do good anymore.
I got to motivate you a little bit. If I only tell you nice things, then you'll think it's not genuine.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's take us out. Grace, tell everybody about what they should be doing and what they should. Hey, I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Or tell the people watching something.
Yeah.
Kenny, this here is a hand warmer. It might look like a sock, but we are now in hand warmer weather. Today was 42 up here with 20 mile an hour winds. It was flipping cold.
Yeah. Can I show you this quick picture here of my daughter with her sock hand warmers at the Green Monster this weekend. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Rhoda Smoker will be proud of that because I never take credit for it. She's the one that told me about sock mittens. But you need to get yourself some running mullet sock. Whoops, wrong way.
Yep.
Sock mittens, because that's what we do and they work. And that's why you got them. So get a hold of Grace and order your sock mittens now, because winter is here. And I also have the sweatpants that cover your booty and say Idiot Runner on them, because they're comfy around a warm fire after a long race. So knock it off. Quit being stupid and buy the stuff from us. So
that's the best.
Yeah. I mean, that's my nice way of putting it. So
I like it.
Grace, tell them why they should be watching the show, what they need to do to comment, and let's end this sucker.
All right. What?
I thought he left us.
No.
Don't go anywhere. None of you go anywhere.
The TV turned on. The ghost turned it on. So
none of you go anywhere. What you should be doing is tuning in every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and commenting and liking and sharing with all your friends and feeding the algorithm monster. And then you comment on the YouTube channel and then subscribe to the YouTube channel and then leave a review on iTunes. And if you leave a review on iTunes, I will read it or Eric will read it. You choose who you want to read your iTunes review. And if you want Eric to read it in a particular accent, I will encourage that to happen as well, because that would be super fun. So do all of those things and tune in next Monday. And I think that's all I got.
Yeah, next Monday we'll have a special guest on, Eric Idiot Runner Kosek, to talk about the Call of the Wilds race and how the first place first person in front of him wasn't very sportsmanlike and didn't even like try to be humble and only beat him by a minute or two. So and we'll talk about
that. Tune in next Monday.
All right, Ken, thanks again for being on. We will, like I tell all other people, like next year when you do amazing things, please be on our show first to talk about them. Yeah. And
I'll definitely call you back. I would love to chat with you guys again. This was so much fun. So
cool. And everybody sign up for Miller Mountain. As long as my schedule's free, I'm going to try to be there next year. And the Damien Run race.
Yes,
absolutely. Two great races to sign up for. Thank you so much for being on the show, Kenny. Thanks, Eric.
Yep.
See you next Monday. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Bye.